You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Last day of May here on CITR. Much to discuss, including music waste this weekend and a special live guest in studio today. But first, Rec Center. They're playing Music Waste this weekend. More about them later. This is Monster of the Week. Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9. We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Alex Hudson, a.k.a. Rec Center, Monster of the Week. To kick it off today in the last day of May, a brand new June issue is in my hands. Got that classic Great New Magazine smell. Of course, I'm talking about Discorder Magazine. We are the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. 33 years young here as the Indie Music Monthly for Vancouver. But we're not going to talk about June just yet. We have one last day of May. We've got lots of content to cover from the May issue and lots of content to cover from this weekend. Music Waste is happening for 4 days. We've got about a dozen venues, 80 bands or so. It's going to be a massive, massive weekend. And one of the bands that is playing, you just heard off the top, Rec Center there. They're going to be playing as part of the grand opening show, which is this Thursday night at Fortune Sound Club. Four different rooms. I mean, Matt Muse is with me here. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, what's going on, Wade? Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Just looking at the Music Waste schedule, a very jam-packed schedule. Just dozens and dozens of bands.
It's goofy how many bands are on this list.
That's a good word for it, actually. What's also goofy is I don't know how they're going to fit four different rooms into Fortune Sound Club, but they've got it separated into four different areas on...
That is wild.
Yeah. So the different areas include... They have different names for these various areas within Fortress Sound Club. We've got the Hockey Dad record stage, the Artway stage, as well as the Livestock Room. So Rec Center is going to be playing at 12 midnight as part of the Artway stage on Thursday night, along with many other great bands, including Data Plan, Kim Gray, who was featured in this past month on Discorder and Discorder Magazine, Joe Past, Booker T on Acid, Brutes, Shitlord Fuckerman. Oh my God, did I say that on radio? I did. Oops. That's the third time now we've made that mistake between me, you, and Savannah Saloom of Plazas. And yes, many other bands. We're going to talk a lot about music waste on this episode. We're also going to talk about a special guest we have coming up who just sent me a message saying she's on her way, running a bit late, but we're glad that she's going to be joining us. Jazlene Power of Horsepower will be here live in studio with us in about 5 minutes' time. But right now, we're going to continue with a bit of a music waste hype up. We heard from Rec Center, another band that's playing as part of Music Waste. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a little combination of Music Waste hype and countdown. We've been doing this the last few weeks, counting down the top five, and it just so happens that the number one band is part of Music Waste. But we'll take it in stride. We'll go in order. The top five of the week. Number five this week, Ace Martins with Palm Springs. Number four, Caroline LeBlanc with Velvet Oddities. Les Chaussettes in at number three with Who Will Read Your Mind. Softest in this week at number two with Absolute Truth. And the number one album of the week, second or third week in a row now. Matt, can I get confirmation on that?
That would be second week in a row.
Second week in a row playing Music Waste on Friday nights at the Toast Collective. Supermoon from the album Playland. And this is the track Night Division. Supermoon, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
I'm Allie.
I'm Gal.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rage. We're TV Ugly.
And you're listening to
Discorder Radio.
CITR 101.9.
And this station ID is coming to you from the women's bathroom at the Astoria.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, a bit of a music waste double shot there. Supermoon, who have the number one album of the week. We played Night Division from them. They're playing at Toast Collective on Friday nights, followed by Did You Die, who have the 1:30 a.m. slot on Friday night at the Hindenburg. Both are playing as part of this weekend's Music Waste Festival. Okay, we are live in studio. We have a very special guest. We're happy we have a special guest, and I'm going to introduce you properly in a second, but the fact that we have a guest that's featured in the May issue, in the month of May, I love how the stars are aligning. Please welcome to the show, Horsepower, a.k.a. Jazlene Power.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
You are here.
I'm back. I've been here before.
This is true. For those, yeah. uh, for the Discorder Radio faithful. You may recognize this voice as she was with us briefly in the spring of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You were here as a Discord Radio intern.
Yes, yes, for a very short time. But I was, and I did some work. I spoke a few words.
Yeah.
We mingled. It was great.
What?
It was a lasting friendship that has, I feel like I've seen you since, and it's always a good time.
Of course. So here we are 3 years later. Look at you now. You're gracing the pages of Discord Magazine.
It's cool. It's really awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to feel like a nice, you know, you came in, and now also, before I want to talk a little bit more about the history before we go into what you're up to nowadays. But so you came to CITR and somehow you got landed with us on Discord Radio.
Yeah.
Which we were very grateful for. And you did a nice little piece on the XX, which was great. Thank you very much. Well, you're only with us for a few weeks, but then you kind of found your true calling at CITR.
Yeah. At Crimes and Treasons, the show that happens later tonight.
Yes.
9 to 11. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
It was a... You know what? I came to CITR in hopes of just, I think I wanted to go into the broadcast journalism music world. And I realized like hip hop is where I'm comfortable and I love it. I'm constantly looking for that stuff. So that was like a nice place to settle. And like in the nighttime, it's easier for my schedule, I noticed as well, to get all my things going. But it just felt really nicely. But I was super happy to meet you guys because they referenced me. They're like, go check out Discord. They always kind of like say what your style would mix with.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that. And then they said Crimes and Treasons. And there was another hip hop show at the time. So I checked them out. But yeah, I did put in my hours. Shout out to CJ the DJ.
Nice. Always big ups to CJ the DJ. CJ, who we've just found out is moving to the Big Apple in a few weeks' time.
That's exciting.
Yes. He's still kind of like the spiritual advisor of this show in a way.
He is. And if you are a longtime listener of the show, you'll recognize there's a shout out to him in the intro. And also, I still use his laptop. I run this show off of CJ's.
So he just gave it to
old
you.
Old laptop.
Like, you know what? Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continue.
This is, if you couldn't tell from all of the many wonderful punk rock and various stickers all over it, it's, yeah. Anyway, that was,
200 plus episodes, 5 years of Discord Radio, and pretty well almost all of it comes from that laptop right there. One day to be hung in the CITR Wall of Fame.
Damn.
But I digress. Okay, Horsepower, you're here. We want to talk about what you're up to these days.
Yeah.
Lots of exciting things. You've been mentioned on GQ India, BuzzFeed India.
India loves me. It's really cool. It's the power of the internet. I reference a lot of Indian things. My rap focuses on being a South Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. And I just find that, I don't know, they're so receptive. When they see someone that, like me, I guess, in the mainstream or somewhere where they would never see a brown girl face, I think, like, India's just super stoked on having someone that represents them. I don't know what it is that has drawn India to me, but somehow, yeah, GQ India, Rolling Stone India, BuzzFeed India.
Wow.
They've all shown so much love, and I feel like that's just the start of it.
Wow.
I love Bollywood films, so I know that, like, a part of Horsepower is going to, it's going to go there, and I'm going to, I don't know, it's global. This is a global ting.
A global ting.
Ah.
Have you played any shows in India?
No. So... This is a situation. I got booked for Mad Decent Block Party Delhi, which was happening in February, which was a super exciting thing, like opening for Major Lazer in India.
Wow.
That would have been wild. So I drove all the way there. So I'm in Punjab for a wedding, and I drove all the way from Punjab to Delhi, which is about an 8-hour drive.
Okay.
And during the drive, we find out that there's some sort of riots that are breaking out in Haryana, which is a state between Punjab and Delhi. And eventually, we find out that the riots got so bad. When I got to Delhi, we found out the riots were so bad that they had to close down the show, that it was not happening at all. And the riots were that bad. So thanks, Haryana. And so I drove 8 hours for nothing. And then it was too dangerous to drive that route back home. So we had to drive like 15 hours another way, detour.
Oh,
and I had a wedding to catch like the next day, which was why we were in India. And it was just seriously one rang dang. It was a rang dang doodle doo.
I've never heard that term before, but I think I'm getting the knack of what it means.
It's a rang dang doodle doo.
Wow. Disappointing, but at least it makes for a good story and makes for, you know, learning some new Indian lingo.
It made me realize India's crazy. You never know what to expect. And like, am I ready for Bollywood yet? I don't know. Maybe hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Well, I want to talk about that as well, because there's a part in the article, by the way, a great article written by Eleanor Waring, page 24 through 26 of the May issue. You say, sometimes I feel like I don't want to play that brown girl rapper.
Yeah, I said that.
Can you espouse on that a little bit?
I think I just... I love hip-hop for hip-hop, so I want to be seen as just a rapper, you know? I don't want to be... Because a lot of people say, oh, you look like M.I.A. or you sound like M.I.A. Mm. And I love M.I.A. So for me, that's a compliment. I take that as a good thing. And, you know, I can only strive to be someone as iconic as M.I.A. But I feel like, why is there always just that one role? And then it's like, oh, if you're going to be an Indian rapper, there's just so many questions I'm constantly asking myself. Mm-hmm. And like, that's one of them. It's like, do I want to just be, I want to just be seen as a rapper and just be not just like the brown girl rapper. So then does that mean that my sound has to change from like playing all Indian music as samples or pieces of it, or like use Bollywood references or speak a little Punjabi or Hindi throughout it? I don't know what that the answer is, but there, that question gets raised a lot with me. It's like, I don't want to be put in that corner. But then if you think about it, it's not really a corner. It's like a billion people in India. That's more than a corner, mm-hmm. you know? And if no one's really doing it yet with my style, like, I guess, so then I go back to the question. It's just like, well, do it. I could just be the brown girl rapper. And like, that's so much. That represents so many voices. It's, well, there's 50 shades of brown, you know?
Well said.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about what's happening in my life as it goes on and just like reflecting on my art, reflecting on the response to my art. So I'm still just contemplating these thoughts. But for what I meant in there is just, I don't know if I want to be put in that corner. But then I'm like, is it a corner? I don't know.
You've obviously been asked this question a lot. You've given it some serious thought. And rather than putting you through the grills and ask you more about it, I think I'll just leave that great explanation there. And it sounds like this is still a work in progress, or a thought in progress, and how this is going to evolve. And you haven't even played a show in India yet, so maybe we'll wait to ask you that question after you play your first show in India.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, you have a few shows coming up next month in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Where can we see you live in Vancouver?
June 10th, Fortune Sound Club. I'm playing with Unique. She's from New Jersey, and she does like Jersey club music, dancey, upbeat stuff. It should be good. And I'm playing a live set. I think probably later towards the night, like 11, 12. I'm just totally guessing here. But I think it's going to be a really cool one. It's going to be like the little... rated R version that, because I'm playing a show. Well, not like rated R, but it's just going to be more of like a 19 and up crowd situation at the club late at night compared to my other show that's happening on the 18th, Saturday after 4 p.m. I'll probably be on later in the evening though, but it's for Vancouver International Bhangra Festival, the VIBC situation, which is the festival happening from June 11th to 18th all over the town. So there's a big show in front of the art gallery on Saturday, and I'm playing there, which is super exciting. I think there'll be a lot of people there, and it's free, so that's always something that's a bonus.
Chance to put on your brown girl rapper hat for that one.
Yeah, that's so perfect. And I get to have a good amount of time, and I feel like it's a more inclusive family environment, so I'm not gonna do the Fortune Sound Club like
compared to the Rated R show.
The Rated R show, like, you'll get the funny parts and the family parts in a separate show.
Good stuff. We're going to play some music in just a quick moment. I want to ask you one last thing. A great piece in the magazine here where Eleanor, you spoke with, you said, Jazlyn Power is like a dress rehearsal, but horsepower is who I am, my full potential at that exact moment.
Bam.
Can you expand on that?
I think maybe it's the theater kid in me that likes to think in these terms. I got my degree in theater, so shout out to you, Vic. I actually just graduated in December, so I get to walk to the stage in 2 weeks, so that's pretty hype. But I think it's just me on a regular basis, like everything's in a working matter, and I do a lot of workshops and I facilitate a lot, so maybe I just think like life is just like a workshop. You're just constantly just trying things and it's all good. Like, nothing doesn't have to be a final product, just go with it and give it your all. But like, always be asking questions and always be like having a dialogue with yourself about what's happening and being present. But I think that the showtime is like, it's, you know, it's just the everything you know, you put into action and you go and you have one shot and you just really go hard. And I have to have that mentality when I do play shows. So that is something that's really relevant in my life. So when I'm horsepower, it's like sometimes when I'm nervous to do anything, even if it's something like personal, I just like, you're horsepower. You got this. Like, you do this. Even if it's, yeah, something really difficult on a personal level that has nothing to do with music and performing in front of people. You just put that mentality on and it's like, you could do anything. And then I use that in my shows, and I think that's really powerful, and you guys should come through to my show and see it, because I think I put on one hell of a show. I use everything I learned in my theater degree, and I'm just, like, splashing it on stage with my Bollywood love and my humor and my love for, like, dancing to Rihanna. So it's a fun time.
Awesome. So let me ask you this, because you seem incredibly confident. You got a lot of swagger. You got a lot to say. You're quite articulate. Have we been seeing horsepower here today, or has this been Jazzline power?
This is horsepower.
Love it. Okay, the new EP is called Out to Lunch, and I think we're going to play the title track from it right now, which is featuring your homeboy Jules.
Yeah, you can Crowns check and us Jesus. Out.
Do you want to actually tee this one up for us?
About the track or about just Homeboy Jules? Oh, this is Out to Lunch with Homeboy Jules, and here we go.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Thank you for joining us today, Horsepower.
Stay fed, my thoughts. True. I'm out to lunch every Sunday. The entire world, I make my runway. High fashion, so stone. And maybe someday, my passion will own more than horseplay. Counting stacks like my name was Andre. But made a nom, Joker is my forte. My cup of tea, child, the cup, don't fuck with me. I was rapping the truth, so I brought my feelings got all crushed up. So I threw in a cup, and then I bought a mixed it up. For that juicy ass blend that got you sipping till the end. You know you go, get up. My mama always bought and bought that Costco Kirkland shit. That charged the battery switch. Once you plug in, the energy feeds and forgets. The power horse, a pretty girl. I rep the north, a little squirrel. A vital horse, oh yeah, the girl. Just like the next, just like your ex. Everybody get this feeling when they party, when they wheeling. Everybody get this feeling when they party, when they wheeling. Just like who's next? Lunch. Just like who's next? Stay fed. Just like who's next? Lunch. Just like who's next? Stay fed. I'ma fight you in the dungeon when a nightlife for this life right when I take a bite. Mike Tyson and Bison, Monty Python, I'm a cobra. Let me show you how we eat the okra. You a bindi, never with me. I'm the Jimmy, come over. Super freak, give it to me, baby, baby. Super freak, give it to me, baby. Baby, baby. What you know about digging in the lost and found? How about you spit it out? Screaming nice and loud. I'm a camel, I'm a rabbit. When you label, it's a habit. I'm a geek from the chest.
You fucking nerd.
My heart is big, it's the best.
The Reverberation Appreciation Society, Timber Concerts, and CITR are bringing you Levitation Vancouver once again in the heart of the city from June 16th to 19th. Featuring local and international experimental and psychedelic artists Flying Lotus, The OCs, White Lung, Minds, Dead Ghosts, and so much more. Check out the schedule and get your passes now at levitationvancouver.com. Roller Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? You're hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh! Swollen Members gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top.
Running through a city that I moved to, trying to sneak in your phone like me you do. About to put it all up on the line. Most of competition, Corona, so we're the line, man. We've been working like someone about to pay up, but there ain't a soul who said they want to pay us. Playing nice and beaten, G got the beaten. Got these kids on the edges of their seat now. I feel fly, why I need these feet now. Met 5 bad girls, said fuck they details. I need this music, but who want these females? DM after DM, email after email. People been asking about where I sleep now. Asking for a couple features and a free now. Lost a couple good friends on the come up. They're lost, they lost a good boy, and I'm a one of. Yeah, I'm a one of. Tell your haters it's a one love. Yeah. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. Act 2 is Mario Luigi, about to one up. Late night train rides all summer. Fall came, we surfaced. Winter brought the album, got a couple kids nervous. Running for a sold out crowd is the purpose. Everyone yells the hook loud, then it's curtains. Scary situation, Tim Burton. Know it's hard to relate, but don't worry. Wanna put a city on the back like a Jan Sport. Man Sport and Y2K rags. Got a plan for the V, we gon' smash and we'll eat. Give the niggas a mash, yeah. I'ma run these streets like the Flash. All the haters jealous cause we killed them in the past. I ain't slept, I ain't sorry. Oh boy, feels like the same. Same old story, eh? Feels like the same old story. Yeah. Now you mad, we win it. Mad, we win it. Yeah. 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 Yeah, you mad, we win it. All custom linen. Oh, baby, we ain't finished. We coming to diminish the lack of jobs in cities. Yeah, fuck it, we with it. Baby, don't quit it. We coming, kill them like Quidditch. I'm Harry Potter. I'ma kill you with magic. Oh boy, you the baddest. Oh boy, you the baddest.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Soloki with Custom Linen. You can read about them in the May issue, along with Horsepower, bit of a Discorder magazine May double shot there. Thanks so much to Jazlyn Power, a.k.a. Horsepower, for bringing her swagger down to the station today. You can catch her in about 4 hours' time on Crimes and Treasons with Homeboy Jules and the whole crew with Crimes and Treasons, right here, CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to post about some of her shows on our Facebook page so you can catch her in action next month. Okay, looking forward to this weekend. We mentioned earlier Music Waste is happening. We've already played a few bands that are going to be playing, including Supermoon, Did You Die, and Rec Center. A couple more bands are playing this weekend. Well, a couple more. We've got dozens upon dozens, but this is a bit of a Music Waste two-pack. Right now we're going to play Swim Team. They are playing on the last night, which is Sunday, June 5th at the Wise Hall, 10:45 p.m., and we're going to follow it up with MOSFET, who you can see on Saturday night. A bit of a Music Waste double shot here. Swim Team, this track is called Freedom Constraint on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discord Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, MOSFET with Gingerbread Man. They are playing as part of Music Waste. You can see them Saturday night, midnight at SBC. Prior to that, we heard Swim Team with Freedom Constraint. They are going to be one of the closers on Sunday night at the Wise Hall, taken to the stage at 10:45 p.m. Okay, we still got about 20 minutes left in the show, and we want to do a couple of shout-outs to a couple of bands that have reached out to us, which is always great. I mean, there's so much music happening in Vancouver, and we've got a lot covering in Discorder Magazine, of course, but we always appreciate when bands and artists reach out to us personally. Of course, you can reach us via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our email is discorder.radio@citr.ca. These guys reached out to us way back in early April. They're called Kawama. Danny Pereira, who is the lead vocalist and guitarist from Kawama, reached out and said, "Hey, you guys looking to play some more local bands, local music?" We said, "Sure." So Kawama, they are a surf punk garage rock revitalist band. They've been around for a while, but their first full length is coming out later this year. Their EP Feedback was released last year. And this weekend, they're actually going to be playing a show with the band Gondwana at the Rickshaw Theater this Saturday night. The band also features Rob Myron on guitar, Tino Myron on drums and vocals. I assume that is a relation. And the bassist is Derek Dahl. The band Kawama, and this is their first, their Discord Radio debut. We're going to play the opening track to their EP Feedback. This is called Feedback. Check them out this weekend as part of the show with Gondwana at the Rickshaw. Kawama, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Feedback, feedback. A voodoo pill that raises the dead. Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Where you think you're going?
To the fleet.
What fleet?
The Wise Hall Fleet, sir. It's June 26th.
You know, we got a song for folk like you.
It's the Wise Hall Fleet. It's the Wise Hall Fleet. It's the W-I to the S-N-E. H-A-L-L Fleet to the Wise Hall Fleet. Before we all die.
Before we lose our lives.
From 11 to 5 on the last Sunday of every month at 1882 Adenac.
This is Nashlyn. You are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Strathcona said, just another shade of blue. Conversation smoking in the city, meant to stay pretty cool. Plastic on your plan, oh, this is something I said. Biggest spot in the sky, keep it real, stay in town. Strathcona, you say, just another shade of blue. Conversation smoking and sip, meant to stay pretty cool. Plastic on your plate, was it something I said? Pick the spot in the sky, keep it real. Conversational smoking in the city, meant to stay pretty cool. Plastic on your plate, was it something I said? Big spot in the sky, keep it great, stay intense. You're still spinning around, I'm on top of the world.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is the Discorder Radio debut of Skyote. As part of a Discorder Radio debut double shot. Prior to them, we heard Kawama with Feedback. Both those bands wrote in recently and just introduced themselves, and what do you know? Got to play their songs on the radio. A bit about Skyote. Ian Johnston is the guy that wrote us. Formerly with a group, a chillwave project, as he calls them, Shaky Snakes. But he assembled a new band, and as Ian describes, it's more of a nighttime rock music affair. Songs for, quote, nighttime bike riding, perhaps. Anyways, it's called Skyote. There you go. Thanks, Ian. We enjoyed that. The track, by the way, a very Vancouver track, Why Strathcona. Hope to hear more from both Skyote and Kawama in the near future. And once again, Kawama is playing this Saturday at the Rickshaw with Gondwana. Okay, so we have a few minutes left in the show. We've been hyping Music Waste all show long. We're going to play one more Music Waste artist for you. This guy was featured in the magazine this month. You may know him as one-third of Skinny Kids, but he is also on his own and doing great things as the artist known as Kim Gray. So we are going to play the lead single from his EP called Perfume Ghost, and you can check out Kim Gray this Thursday night as part of the Music Waste intro show at Fortune Sound Club. He's going to be playing just ahead of Data Plan on the Hockey Dad record stage, 11:30 at Fortune Sound Club this Thursday night. Okay, here we go. Kim Gray with Perfume Ghost for Music Waste on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That's probably the third or fourth time we played that song this month. But hey, we like to support the bands and artists that are in Discorder magazine. Kim Gray of Skinny Kids doing his solo thing with the track Perfume Ghost. You can catch him at Music Waste this weekend, Thursday night at Fortson Sound Club. And also a quick shout out to Sky Oats. We mentioned the show that Kawama's playing, so we would be remiss not to mention the Sky Oats show. They are playing as part of Music Waste as well this weekend at Astoria this Friday night at 10:30. Okay, we're just about done. Matt Muse is here. Matt, we're going to play one last track by a guy that some know as the Seventh Grape from Good for Grape.
That's right. Greg McLeod, you may recall, he's also been on this show. We had a really interesting conversation with him, maybe like 8 or 9 months back about that. That's a completely made up number. I don't remember when it was, but it was about his, he did an album he called the MBLP, the Myers-Briggs LP.
Yes.
Where he wrote a song for each Myers-Briggs type.
Right. I do remember this now. Yeah.
So, yes. Anyway, he is working on a new album called Extinct. It's going to come out later this year. And he's got the brand new single. It's called House Not Home. And if you take a lot of transit in and around our fine metropolitan area, you might recognize the main sample mm-hmm. that it's built on. And there's a cool little video that he shot on the SkyTrain that you can check out.
It is a very cool video. In fact, I think if Greg doesn't mind, I know it's just brand new. We may just even share that on our Facebook page as well. Okay, so to close out the show today, we're going to play Greg McLeod. But again, quick reminder, everybody, Music Waste, Music Waste, Music Waste. It's happening all weekend long. Tons of venues, dozens of bands. It's going to be amazing. So come check it out. It's all over Vancouver. And all the information you can find on Facebook or the web. Yeah, musicwaste.ca. Okay, so without further ado, let's close out the show. House Not Home, Greg McLeod, to finish out the show today. Discorder Radio. See you next month. See you in June on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm reading a new novel. We jostle, we jockey for position. We're conditioned, no collisions. We're not passenger pigeons, but we're close. Fly to the city to feed, glide back home. If work isn't filling, our pockets are willing to pick up the slack. Everyone survives, no one dies, but no one thrives till they're pulling in the cash. You can build a house, but now young man, go west, young man, until the land runs out. Go west, young man, go west, young man, until the land runs out. Grow with your country, go work up north. Keep on moving, keeps you warm. Keep improving, moving forward, making something of yourself. Meaning wealth, meaning saving, accumulating, trading. Making a race out of waiting for coffee, waiting for the day that I get to be bossy. Watch me, I'll be awfully efficient. Ashamed of my life and its mission. But to change is to admit that the goal should be different. And I'm not moving the post from this distance. Not when I'm oh so close. You can build a house, but not a home. You can build a house, but not a home. Nothing but a bunch of skin and bone. You can build a house, but not a home.
book about fossils. Coal-powdered drugs drip down my nostrils. The guy behind me's hostily asking if he can borrow a phone. I rely on my silent headphones for protection. Don't move my eyes, but he consumes my attention. Rehearsing my lies like my battery's dead, or I don't have many minutes left. If all else fails, this is my stop. But only till the next train comes, cause really it's not. Really, I'm not a bad guy. Even high, my friends love me and I treat them right. But they're all my age and all my race and all my situation. Okay, some are Asian, but the point is they're not diverse like school said we were. Canadian. My world shrunk back down after school. Big fish, above ground pool, pocket billiards in suburban basements, wading through wastage and pavement, sailing over strange shit. Islam, read Quran, spelled in white stones on an otherwise normal roof. Wasted, ode to youth, ode to dreams beyond my station, ode to exploration, making changes. Ashamed of my life, now it's aimless. But to changes, to admit there's something wrong, it's better to go along. They say fake it till you make it. Well, fake it till it breaks and you can't take it.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.